everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, nothing has been heard. That's very good. Well, again, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT. We're signing K2BAR, the call sign of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. And this is the Technical Net. Technical Net is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146, 835 megahertz, the 2-meter repeater of the Venture Cruise 7373 Amateur Radio Club. And the repeater is located in Pearl River, New York, just across the line from Bergen County, serving northern New Jersey, the lower Hudson Valley, and southwestern Connecticut. You are most welcome to participate in the net. In fact, you're encouraged to participate in the net, even if you don't think you have anything to contribute. That way, we'll be able to figure out how to address topics by knowing you're there. You become part of the, the force of how the net proceeds. So, with no further ado, we talk about how we're going to check in. We check in with our call sign, our name. We indicate whether we have a question, a comment, a for sale slop or wanted item, some combination of those things, or none of the above. And as I said, none of the above is acceptable. In fact, it's encouraged. So we know who the audience is, even if they don't have anything to apparently contribute. But knowing who the audience is helps us scale how we approach topics. And who knows, we might even ask you a question. But don't be embarrassed. We're not going to embarrass anybody. So, with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with the letter Kilo, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR. This is KD2BKD, Bob, with a comment slash question.
Okay, Bob, I got you. Any other kilos? All right, how about Novembers? Okay, how about whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, and a comment.
Okay, Bob, I got you with a comment as well. It's a Bob comment slash question night. Okay. Any other whiskeys? Okay, how about Alphas? I may have doubled somebody. Was there somebody else in there?
WX2UA, Joe, no comment.
Okay, very good, Joe. Any other stations, any call signs? Okay, well, nothing has been heard. We have a couple of questions, comments, and it's a beautiful thing. I do have one announcement. With great sadness, I'm going to let you know that a dear friend of ours, Phil Barber, WA2LXC, passed away the other day on Tuesday afternoon. Arrangements will be forthcoming for next week sometime. And I just want to say this, Phil was a great scouter, a wonderful father and husband, and of course he also was a great ham, doing the barrel bulletin as he did, just a good mentor on the air, and somewhat unique, at least among this group anyway, is that he actually was a colleague at work at one point. He worked for a very long time for Western Union, and when their messaging services were picked up by AT&T, he became at Bell and then AT&T Labs department head, and and he was in my organization. He wasn't my department head, but he was a peer of mine, of my boss's, and a great colleague and great to work with under those conditions. Phil was the real deal, whether he was at work, at play, you know, or in scouting. He was just a great human being, and he'll be sorely missed. I'll just say this, when I took Wood Badge years ago, back in 97, he says, "Oh, you need a red jacket. My son Chris has long outgrown his. Let me get it to you." And so I came over to his house, and he handed me his son Chris's red jacket, which is kind of beat up and doesn't fit me well anymore, but I still have it, and it's a to find a memento in each one of my sons at one point or another has worn it as well. So it's a bit of a family item, to say the least. And it's the kind of generosity he had. Alrighty. Let's go with KD2BKD. Your question, comment first. K2BAR.
K2BAR in the group. This is KD2BKD. I'm just collecting parts right now to do a remote echo link. So far I have a sound card interface. It's a SCI-6. It was a kit. It was like $30. I put it together. It took like an hour. I haven't tested it yet, but I have no doubt that it will work. And I have a little USB sound card and a USB RS-232 port that will go into a Raspberry Pi, and hopefully I'll be using the SVX Link software. Just wondering if anybody has any experience doing Echo Link with a Raspberry Pi with the SVX Link software. This is KD2BKD. Back to net.
Bob, I have not, but Mark N2MH was recommending using the All-Star Asterisk All-Star software because it takes into account all the ham radio stuff and allows you to even put it on a mesh network if you want, dial it from a phone as a remote base. In other words, it's more than just the remote for the Echo Link. It could be other things as well, but SVX sounds interesting, so whichever way you go is fine by me, but N2MH probably has some information for Asterisk All-Star that you might want to consult, because maybe there's some aspects of that implementation that cross over to the SVX.
All right, the SVX was originally built to do Echo Link, but they have since created a lot more with that software. But I was looking into this originally more than a year ago and learning about All-Star and not necessarily knowing that All-Star did Echo Link, I signed up for an All-Star number, I guess it is, and I will have to experiment with that also and see which way will work better. So thank you for that information. This is KD2BKD. Back to Net.
Yeah, I don't have all the interfaces you have, but I do have a, what do you call it, a USB sound interface that I think was recommended. Pretty good one with the Dolby 7.2, I think, in there and all that other nonsense. And it's got the microphone and the headphone jack, as it were, on it. And that might be something to consider. I know I had also accumulated some parts, some resistors and capacitors and transistors to make the hardwire interface off of that to actually trigger the radio. So I just haven't had a chance to get on with that project, as you well know. But as they say, in due time. I'm kind of amused in some perverse way. You know, we have all these pie hat type things for you know, digital modes. And I'm kind of amazed that no one's made a Pi hat to essentially make it as, like, plug-and-play for something as simple as Echo Link and IRLP.
I'll have to look into that and see what it would take. Maybe that's a project for me for the future. I'll get this working first and then see what it would take to put it onto that connector. It shouldn't be that difficult. You could put a DSP in there and through the I2S or something and do the whole thing. It's KD2BKD, back to net.
Exactly. exactly. I mean, it just boggles my mind that no one's done it. And I don't know why. I mean, they're talking about NXDN, for gosh sakes. They already do what? They do P25, DMR, Fusion, D-Star, I guess NXDN now. And no one's done FM. It's like, why? What are we missing here, folks? You know, I gotta believe that would be a winner. Especially, God forbid, you could tie some of these digital networks, the ones that are permissive, to FM. I mean, since you have to identify on DMR anyway with your call sign, because your DMR ID is not a legal way to ID, it would seem logical to me to, you know, gateway that to not just Fusion, but to FM. In fact, I think if you have a Fusion repeater that's also FM, with their gateway software for the ASU repeater, even if you're in FM, you can run the wires network to a wires room that also is an X reflector, and, you know, interoperate with some of the other protocols. So, you know, I think there's a precedent for essentially putting FM or other digital protocols interactive or interoperating across some sort of bridging room kind of reflector thingy. So, but even if you didn't do the inter-protocol stuff, just the simple act of supporting FM for Echolink or IRLP would be just wonderful.
NJ2BS, repeat.
I'm surprised you can't do that with a Zoom spot or a jumbo spot and just use it as an FM radio as opposed to a digital radio. Maybe there's a way to do that. KD2BKD, back to K2BAR.
I will tell you if there is, then I will go buy another one. And probably on 2 meters and put it on this repeater in a heartbeat. But we've got several repeaters that could use that, you know, something like this. And not just this repeater needs a gateway. There's going to be another one, and there are probably several others. Not to mention, just the simple act of having some sort of remotable remote base would be wonderful too, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. In fact, if they include a 10 milliwatt radio and FM, if it's FM, you can get away with doing evil things like putting an outboard brick amplifier on. In fact, you can do that for Fusion too, because it's not TDM. It's full-time transmit. So Fusion and FM have that advantage. You can use a conventional, you know, brick amplifier and be done with it. Anybody else have any comments? Bob, back to you.
I think there is an amplifier that will do DMR that is a brick. And it is made by a fellow in Germany, and I believe Jim, WA2UMP, has one of those, and that's what he was using to connect into the Alpine Fusion repeater.
Really? I don't know why he did that, but okay, that's interesting. Because Fusion, I don't think he requires that. I may be wrong, but I don't think so. I remember he used an amp. They also had to get him a jumper cable. I remember when he lived over here in Rockland County, running over into his house in the middle of the night, like at midnight, 1 o'clock, because I was just running late, and literally hooking it on his apartment door. I think he was in a two-family, and I literally hung it on the doorknob and drove on at like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's how I believe he linked the DMR to Fusion with that amplifier.
Well, I think that's how he linked the Fusion side, the RF side, because he needed a little more power to get into Alpine to make it reliable. But he also had a Yagi in his attic or something. But the DMR side, I think he backhauled it through a computer to Seabridge somewhere.
Yeah, that's how he did it. Yeah, that's it.
Or an X reflector, one or the other. But anyway, it's all good. Anything else, Mr. Bob?
That's it. Just trying to get this. This is my next project. I finished my previous project. Well, almost. I had to do a little bit on the software and powering up. An Arduino doesn't like to power up on the first plug-in, so I have to figure out that reset circuit, which, looking at the internet, there is a known issue with that. It's an Arduino Duo, D-U-E. So that's what's running my other project. So no other questions. KD2BKD, back to K2BAR.
KD2BKD, K2BAR. What is your other project, if you don't mind telling us?
The other project was that digital amplifier board from Hi-Fi Berry. I eventually got that working. Very nice little amplifier. I figured, what can I do with that amplifier? I found some Raspberry Pi software on the internet called Fruitbox, which allows you to do the screen of a jukebox. I went on eBay and purchased a 1953 Wallbox, which is a jukebox controller, and retrofitted a 11-inch screen in there and Raspberry Pi, built a speaker, so I have a 1953 jukebox running via Raspberry Pi with, now you can put thousands of songs on that instead of 120. That's the project, and it is done except for some powering up issues. So that's it. Back to Nat.
Oh, that's wonderful. So instead of having the mechanical flippy pages, you have flipping pages on a video screen?
That is correct. It is flipping pages on the screen. It reads a USB drive, a USB flash drive. It reads, if there's no database already built, it'll read all the songs and figure out all the pages or everything else, and it'll set the whole thing up for you. And you can, I guess you can power it down and put another USB drive with somebody else's songs in there, and it would build it up again. And you could have different ones for different people, but I have probably can put 20,000 songs on the thing, which would be quite a project to get to one of the songs page by page.
So that's pretty awesome. So it uses internet resources to essentially catalog the music for you, so you could just have stuff that you ripped off your CDs and have on a thumb drive, and it'll go out and match the music to what the data is for it, and then index it all accordingly.
The Pi doesn't do that. While you're ripping the CD onto the flash drive, I guess if you had the software that could go to the internet, it would automatically put it in the special catalog format inside the header of that file, and the Raspberry Pi can read those headers, and it would you can sort them different way. The guy who wrote the jukebox software called Fruitbox did an excellent job. He actually ported it over from Windows, and he's still doing upgrades on it and that, and he's on top of it, and he did an excellent job, and very, very universal. You can, almost every little thing that you can think of, graphically or music-wise, he put in there, and if you have anything that you're interested in, if you're building one, you can put it on his group, and he will get it done. KD2BKD, back to K2BAR.
Fruitbox, that's interesting. That's really interesting. So, can you, lacking a CD, can you rip it from a thumb drive to create the database? Or does it need the original CD to figure it all out?
You can download music off of the internet and put it on a thumb drive. You can get it, you know, you could, you know, get an MP3 file. It already has all that information. Basically, all this stuff I have is an MP3, but I want to do FLAC, because FLAC is a lot better than an MP3. It's pretty universal on getting all that information in there, in any way that you have the music.
Interesting. Okay. Is when I ripped some of my CDs, they were sufficiently old that they did not have any data. So there was no titles, no artist. That kind of is annoying. Very, very good. Anybody have any questions on this topic?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, Bob, back to you for any closing comments about Fruit Box or your other projects or anything else you want before we move on.
Yeah, there is a software out there that will allow you to edit that information. Typically, you rip a CD, and it's on somebody must have put it on the internet by now, that it would catalog with a serial number or something and figure out what all the songs are and the list of which song comes first and that on an album. But if not, there are editors out there, so you can edit that manually, and you should be able to do that. KD2BKD, no other comments. Back to K2BAR.
Well, what would be really good is if there was something like a Shazam API. So it would sample the music from your stored media and then go figure it out on the internet and then catalog index it for you. Like. So I don't know if this is Shazam API, but that would be the ideal or something like that.
It's probably out there. I would think it would be out there already. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll have to look when I get home. Alrighty. Anything else, Mr. Bob?
No, that's it.
Okay, KD2BKD, thank you very much. That was an interesting call, wait. And WA2ISC, Bob, you had a comment.
K2BAR, WA2ISC. The last couple of weeks I've been uploading my JUCOs onto Logbook of the World, and found that I only need 3 states to make work on space, and so I got my 7500 stores to get to see things like that. Oh, it took a long time to enter an old stuff, but it's all done now.
You manually entered 7500 JUCOs?
Not that many. Probably more like 1,500 or so. That took about 2 weeks, not full time though. A lot of that were FTAs. You could just upload the AVI file directly and figure it out.
Interesting. Did they come up with a fix for FT8 for Field Day?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we're writing something special with the all of the change or something. I think you can do that, but I don't know how you do it. Over.
Yeah, the rumor was that you needed 2 messages and it would literally take an extra minute of QSO to do it. And it wasn't very attractive using that protocol. They'd have to rewrite the protocol. It's special for Field Day. I think that was the problem. But we'll see. I'm hoping to have a digital mode up and working for Field Day on 6 meters, but we'll see.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe one of the other digital modes or usable for this direction. I'm more invested in the FTA, but I don't really know what the other two.
I'm sorry, Bob, you're a little noisy. Say again.
I was saying that maybe one of the other digital modes would be more useful for Field Day work.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, even if it's PSQ-31. But I'm going to be doing mine all digital, with a Flex 6000, so we'll see how that works. I'm pretty excited about this. In fact, when I get home, I have to help mentor a colleague in getting his flex working. It's part of the deal, hi. But in any case, good for you getting all those QSOs logged in there and uploaded. I had a friend, I won't say who, was kind enough to upload my VHF contest log to the league, and I can't find the acknowledgement that it was uploaded, so I have to call them tomorrow and inquire as to where my log is.
Okay, Gordon, I guess on field day is this weekend, right? I guess I was followed by here at KCBAR, and that's our guy, right?
You'll hear that. W2NTP, NPT, sorry. And miscellaneous other call signs. NJ2BC, all kinds of things.
Okay, Gordon, so I'm never going to remember all those call signs, but I just fire up the rig and take one round and see what you find.
I'm not so sure you have to look around. I think you'll just hear this solid wall of call signs. I'm just trying to pick one out of the noise, and you're good to go.
Okay, Gordon. I guess I'll probably be the most boring sort of contact, basically, in the station running off of human service and commercial power. Thank you, Gordon. W-A-R-W-A-Q-I-S.
There'll be a lot of one deltas, Bob. One delta, Northern New Jersey. One delta, Northern New Jersey. It's that simple.
Okay, one delta, North New Jersey.
Northern New Jersey. I'm pretty sure it's one delta. I think one echo is EOCs, if I recall. You can look them up. Just, order the field a, what are the field day station designators? One is the number of transmitters, in your case one. A is emergency power, B is battery power, C I think is automotive, D I think is home, E I think is EOCs, and I don't remember beyond that. And you need to check them just in case I'm wrong.
Okay, Gordon, I should be able to find out. KCBIR, WAQI.
Very good. My wife was kind enough to buy me a peanut buster parfait, which I'm munching down here as we finish the net. All right, anything else for the net tonight? It's KCBIR. Okay, well, I'll just repeat. I'll send out the code plug for NJ2PC to anyone who wants it. I'll probably put on a couple of email lists. And if anyone's interested in my 746 Pro, HF, 6 meters, 2 meters, 100 watts, all mode, or my Flex 5000 dual receive with tuner, auto tuner, let me know, and we'll get it off to you. And with that, I'll ask one more time, are there any stations or questions, comments, confusions for the net? Please call K2BAR. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much for a nice net, and we'll talk with you soon. This is K2BAR, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use. W2TTT73.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Sorry, Harry. TV3PQP W2TTT. Why are you on the radio, apparently mobile, at almost 10 of 10 at night? That's never good. W2TTT.
NJ2BS, repeat. W2UHF, repeat. repeater. This is an open repeater system. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL 151.4.